I've been thinking consistently for a very long time. Whether I even want to record this episode, is it even worth it? Do I do it? I'm scared of this episode. But it is that fear that has me seated on the floor at 6:13, very tired after a long day. Recording this episode. So here we go. Hi. My name is Molly Sarah, and welcome to my corner of the internet. Like I said, this episode scares me. From the title, I bet you can tell why. So let me give you a little backstory. My parents separated when I was very young. I do not remember the when, the how, or the why, but I do remember I had not joined school yet. The only thing I remember is mom and I coming to my grandparents' house, and we never went back. Life with my dad is, it comes to me in glimpses. There's a lot I do not remember. There's a lot I wish I remembered, but I don't. But I do remember fragments of life after we left. And I remember my dad would come to see me once in a while. I remember having to hide from my grandparents that I'd spent the day with my dad even. And then all of a sudden, I never saw him until I think I was a bit older. As a child, I took pride in having just a mom. As a child, I grew up in my grandparents' house with both my grandma and my granddad, and life was normal. I never felt like I was lacking anything or something was missing. It was as normal as life could be. What I did not know is the impact of not having my dad present in my life. I would feel that impact when I started dating. Excuse me. So that's what this episode is about. That's what we'll be talking about. Because to be quite honest, my dating life has been a mess. And for the longest time, I refused to accept that someone who was barely in my life could have affected me in this way. And not just my dating life, but I think my life in general. My daddy issues have manifested themselves in different ways, and let's dive into the episode. If you've listened to this episode consistently, then it's no secret that for the longest time, I found myself struggling with thoughts of, am I enough? Am I worthy? Am I beautiful? And stuff like that. To be quite honest, I actually never considered myself pretty. I never thought that I was beautiful for a very long time, and I don't know. I'm very playful, and I'm very playful, and so even my way of flirting is very playful. So for me, the serious stuff, I just don't pay it no mind. So growing up, that was it for me. And I don't know, I don't think, like, growing up, I never had that, like, oh, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, whatever. I never had that, so I never thought that. Like, I never considered myself, like, oh my gosh, she's drop dead gorgeous. Like, so when it comes to male attention, and I think even going through high school, where again, I don't know, I was just a nerd in high school. I wasn't that much into boys. So when I left high school and you're now meeting guys and you're now starting to date and stuff like that, I don't know, I just felt, So past high school, just feeling, you start to see male attention, and that's where now my attachment wound was triggered, and it was just like my dad left. So now you recreate your relationship or your wounds with your father through the people that come into your life. For the longest time, I've had attachment issues. And walking into relationships, my biggest fear has been someone walking out, someone leaving me. And that's been a fear of mine, like in every relationship. And it's manifested itself differently, where with one relationship, it's I have to change myself to fit what I think you want. And in another relationship, it's I have to leave you before you leave me. So I've always known I have attachment issues, but I refuse to admit to myself that this same attachment issues that I was dealing with in my present life were caused by what happened when I was a kid, when my dad and my mom separated. So yeah, so there was that. I constantly felt that the guys that gave me attention, I had to keep them with me, come rain, come sunshine. I had to do whatever it took to make sure that these people did not leave. And it got crazy, and I put myself, I stayed in relationships where I should not have been in the first place. I accepted less than the bare minimum because to me it was like, oh my gosh, you're even looking in my direction. Oh my gosh, you even find me attractive. And then I, for the longest time, did not know how to fight or handle conflict in relationships, where it was like if there was something happening, like some friction happening, and I still don't. I think I'm just now more aware of me doing it, but I still do not have the proper tools to do it right. When it comes to handling conflict in relationships, like for me, it triggers that wound of, oh my God, you're leaving me. So instead of, instead of actually handling the situation at hand, my go-to thing has always been save the relationship and then fix the problem later. And I remember, an ex of mine once told me that when we were going through a season of conflict and I did that to him, he felt like I cared more about the relationship than him as an individual. And to some extent, that is true because that is what I know. I was operating on survival mode. And yeah. So now, when I'm handling conflicts in my relationships, I have to remind myself, uh-oh, it's just a conflict. It's more of like a tug of war where I want to honor myself and I want to be true to myself and also be caring to this other person that I'm having conflict with. And figure out and hear them, see them, validate what they're feeling, and then handle the situation and move forward. But at the same time, the conflict in question is triggering my wounds, and so it's a battle of do I handle this from a point of trauma or do I shut my trauma and actually respond to this in a way that I know is better for both of us, individually and collectively. So, thanks, Dad. Thank you so much for that. My life is great. I think majority of my dad issues have just been rooted in, am I enough? Am I worthy? And just selling myself short or being in situations that don't necessarily serve me or that I do 100% know are not good for me, are not right for me, but I still stay there because I am so lucky that this person cares for me, and in my head, I just believe that no one else will. It's like you're doing me a favor by just being here and by just looking at me and just giving me attention. And that attention is something that I need to keep and I need to preserve. And if that requires me to mold myself into something else, then so be it. I've also realized that I have a thing for emotionally unavailable guys. So I tend to be more attracted to the alpha males. And with alpha males, at least the ones I've met, the focus, the priority is, top priority is building yourself, building your career, your whatever it is that you're doing, and emotion, and being there for the people around you emotionally is just very low on the priority list. So yeah, I think for me, there's always been that desire, or that desire to feel the love and approval from my dad. And having not received it as a child, you know, psychologically, and I'm not a doctor, I think my mind has now substituted that approval and that love from my dad to love and approval by my partner. And because my mind or my being is programmed to chasing that, I now find myself being attracted to emotionally unavailable guys whom I have to now chase. I have to now chase that affection, that approval, that love. And it's kind of like you're fighting for it. You know, I know for a fact that I do not know how to react to soft love. That I know for certain. By soft love, I mean it might be the bare minimum, but you know, the hi, good morning, the I like your dress today. I don't know how to react to that, but I know how to react to fishing for compliments, getting a compliment once in a while, or stuff like that. I do not want that, but I do not want that in my life. I know I deserve better and I need better in my life, but my being is programmed to chase affection, to chase approval. So yeah, emotionally unavailable guys are my type, and I find myself chasing that. Yeah, it's actually sad when you think about it, but again, thanks, Dad. You know, I recently discovered something, and like my relationship with my previous ex was, my recent ex was a recreation. Our relationship was a recreation of my relationship with my dad. And I do not know my dad. This guy has been in my life, what, from age 0 to 3, I can barely remember his presence in my life. Yet 20 years later, I am recreating that relationship in my romantic relationship, and I do not even know. Why I say it was a recreation was because I've never, and I confused it for the perfect relationship. I confused it for my person. This is it. And so, first things first, with this person, I really, really valued their input. I'm the type of person who does not take advice from anyone. I'm the type of person, you can either tell me to sit down and shut up, or you cannot tell me to do anything. You get. So dominance, in terms of being dominant, this person was very dominant in my life. His voice was very loud in my life, and I really, really valued his input. And so recently, when we went our separate ways, and this time I was like, this is it for me, is when I realized, like, oh my gosh, the person I am right now was that I was questioning, like, is that a reaction? Because that's whom I thought he wanted me to be. But okay, let's go back a bit. And when we were together, before I did something, he would always be at the back of my mind, and it would always be, what would he think? On the surface, that might look like something good, but when it starts to cripple you and impact how you make your decisions, then that's not such a good thing. If he said something was wrong, I felt a way doing it. I don't know if I'm making sense, but this felt like therapy to me. I felt like I've overshared enough. So, yeah, tell me, what daddy issues do you have? I do want to know, though. To be quite honest, talking about this, I think I'm going to have to re-listen to this episode, because I will have to just go sit and listen to this episode and just process everything, because, hey, I'm not even going to front. Everything that I'm talking about in this episode, everything that I am feeling right now and processing right now, I don't think I've allowed myself to feel these things in a very long time. And I honestly haven't realized any of these things until recently, and it has absolutely nothing to do with having a conversation with my dad. Weirdly, I met someone new, and it's not complicated. It's not complicated yet. We're just jokes, you know? And I don't know, for some reason, I just started to. Oh, and yeah, me being me, I just got way in over my head. And I'm, like I said in the coping mechanisms episode, I'm obsessed with protecting myself. And I just wanted to protect myself. And I realized that I was giving this dude red flags. Like, I was the red flag. And I don't know, it just hit me out of nowhere. That, like, about my daddy issues and stuff like that. And I know for certain, I don't want to live in survival mode anymore, because there's nothing to survive anymore. Like, the battle is already finished. Like, I do know all of these things, and I am aware of all of these things, and I know better. And I've spent so much time building structures to be a better person, to heal myself, because, daddy issues, mommy issues, money trauma, all of these issues, no one is going to heal them for you. Yes, you never asked for any of this, but you've got to heal from it, you know? And I'm just seated and thinking to myself, I am just so grateful of this platform and what Crazy Cruising is to me, because it allows me to have conversations such as this. And to just pour my heart out, to just speak and to just think and just let it out. And for me, it's not even about, and I was thinking about my podcast, and I was like, when you listen to other podcasts, they do give you steps to get better. Like, oh, okay, you have daddy issues, da 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 da. So this is how I overcame mine. But truthfully, I will not do that, because I honestly do not know how to overcome daddy issues, because I am still learning. And I still do believe that whatever works for me will not work for you. Mine is just to say, hey, I've got daddy issues, and this is how my daddy issues have manifested in my life. And if that is the same way that your issues have manifested in your life, then hey, my name is Molly. I'd like to chat. Tell me what's working for you, and I'll tell you what's working for me. And if that's not how your issues have manifested for you, then guess what? It's okay. It's okay to have daddy issues manifest differently. It's okay. Okay, it's there's no proper, there's no one way to doing life. There's no one way to having some of these things in your life. We just move. And my hope is that me oversharing all of this information about myself will spark, will light a spark within you to want to look deeper and work on yourself and work on the relationships that you have and for the relationships that you will have. Because ultimately, the goal is for all of us to live a happier, more peaceful life, full of love and laughter and joy. And if this podcast does that for you, then my work is done. I do have one request. Please do share this podcast with your friends, your family, that guy on the street, your coworkers, anyone. Just share this podcast, review this podcast. Just spread the word. Maybe this message was not for you, but it was for someone else. And by sharing it, it reaches them. The algorithms, oh my Lord, my days, you know. So yeah, I do hope I made sense as usual, and I do hope this one helps you. Thank you for listening. I love you. Until next time. Bye.